Rio de Janeiro is the setting for a new novel called Southwesterly Wind. It's the third in a series about a Rio detective named Espinosa. Alan Chews has a review.
When it's winter in Rio de Janeiro, people need cloudy days to counterbalance the long sequences of bright, clear days. Southwesterly Wind has that sort of effect on a reader. It's a book about the everyday life of the carnival capital of the world, about murders and religious fanatics and the daily commute and paranoid office workers and the cops who protect them. There's a sort of fortune teller who sets the story moving. He's a Chilean scam artist named Hidalgo who at a bar one night jokes with Gabriel, a young office worker, telling him that he will murder someone before his next birthday. Gabriel becomes exceedingly alarmed and turns himself in to Detective Espinosa. The story unfolds from there, with Espinosa, in a feat not usually performed by police inspectors, making a thorough investigation of an event which hasn't yet taken place. He interviews a couple of Gabriel's co-workers. He meets Gabriel's mother, a 60-ish woman who believes that Hidalgo's joke is a curse from the devil and that her son's would-be girlfriend is another demonic creature. And eventually he comes face to face with the enigmatic Hidalgo, whose jocular would-be prediction set the plot in motion. Before too long, three people are dead, and it's quite unclear, almost up to the very last pages of the novel, just who's killed them. On one of those final pages, we have a picture of Espinosa, alone at night after putting in an unremarkable day, under a gray and windy sky. He falls asleep, reading a crime novel he thought he might have already read. It wouldn't be this one-of-a-kind crime novel, part of a most idiosyncratic series set in usually sunny Rio. This one will keep you awake.
The book is Southwesterly Wind by Luis Alfredo Garcia Rosa, translated by Benjamin Moser. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.